Unprecedented floods are engulfing parts of northeastern Australia. At least 3 people have been killed and tens of thousands have been forced from their homes. The worst affected state is Queensland. The state's top elected official says it will take many months to rebuild some communities. That's certainly the case for the city of Rockhampton. It's been isolated for more than a week. It looks like a small island surrounded by an inland sea. The BBC's Nick Bryant reports that the waters are still rising.
Tanya Hallam had been looking forward to the happiest day of her life. A New Year wedding celebrated in a waterfront setting called the Boat Club.
It was a lovely, idyllic place with all the boats in the background and the water. Yeah, too much water now, though.
The nuptials are on hold, and so too the honeymoon. Instead, her thoughts are on protecting her flood-threatened home from looters.
Yeah, we were at a friend's place and had a few ales, so we stopped for the night and we come out about 4 o'clock in the morning when the dogs were barking and they'd broken into our car. But they just didn't do our car, they did 9 in total in the street, so it's disheartening that people sink to that level.
In time for the wedding, her fiancé Bruce Channels had just finished renovating their house. And like many of the 200,000 Queenslanders affected by the floods, he doesn't have adequate insurance.
See, I've just renovated my house a couple of months ago, total refurb inside, so the water comes in. My insurance company doesn't cover me or anything because it's a flood outside their call. And so, yeah.
And we're thinking, geez, where's so much water come from?
In suburbs like Depot Hill, on the fringes of the city, tree-lined residential streets have been turned into lakes, with the locals only able to get about using metal boats, tinnies as they're called here. Police have been wading chest-deep through the murky brown flood waters, telling people to leave their homes, and the authorities have set up an evacuation centre on higher ground.
We're providing a range of services where we're using experienced people. We're providing a bus service to shift people to other locations if they want to go to friends and relatives, and the Queensland Police Service are working with us.
Brad Carter, the Mayor of Rockhampton.
But the police tap you on the shoulder and say you have to shift. That is a lawful direction, and we're doing that as compassionately as we can. But once that direction is given, there is no turning back. You have to evacuate your home. So we are not accepting that people with high-level flooding coming into their homes without power can be left there.
In the face of this disaster, various national character traits are coming to the fore. A grittiness and self-sufficiency, an acceptance almost of the destructive power of nature, a love of home, and a sense of humour. This was Dion Barden on the possible upside of the floods.
Me missus and everything's all stuck in Rocky. I'm out here by myself, so a bit of peace and quiet, if anything. I hope you ain't going to say that. Wish you could hear it, mate.
Local resident Dion Barden ends that story from the BBC's Nick Bryant in flood-stricken Rockhampton, Australia.